handoff sweep. Stewart trucking left. Stewart finds a seam, busts a couple of Chargers in the mouth, and he's at the 50-yard line, hit down, but gets up. The play is still alive because he landed on his own guy.
When you talk about the Panthers running backs, you have to talk about Jonathan Stewart, who in 2016 carried the load. This is Mike Kraft, Brian Strickland, Max Henson, and guys, during that season, Jonathan Stewart weathered injury, came back to really finish strong down the stretch.
Yeah, finish strong, Mike. You mentioned that. I mean, he looked great. He looked fresh down the stretch. He looked a guy that would have been ready for a playoff run, just wasn't the Panthers' year along those lines. But, I mean, a hard runner, as hard a runner as there is in this league, did miss a couple games with injuries. Third straight season, he's played 13 games. He was on pace for 1,000 yards again, if not for those games he missed earlier in the year. And just a key piece all the way around for setting the tone, setting the pace for this offense.
Max, how did the change in the way the offense is run down the stretch really help him?
Well, it just looked like it got Stu in a bit of a rhythm towards the end of the season. And that's one thing you hear every running back talk about, wanting to be able to kind of get that tone set. And towards the end of the year, the Panthers, as Ryan alluded to, didn't maybe have the playoffs to play for. But Jonathan Stewart looked like a guy who was playing for absolutely everything. Arguably played harder than anybody just from our vantage point watching these games. He's always been such a hard runner, and I thought he really set the tone for the offense down the stretch when they were continuing to try to fight and win games. And, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that enters this next offseason nearing that 30-year-old mark. Of course, that's a big one for running backs in this league. But if you go back in the history of Jonathan Stewart's career, hasn't always had the bulk of the carries. And he looks like a guy who's still got plenty left in the tank and showed it in 2016 as well, how good a runner he is when he's healthy.
Well, one thing we saw when the Panthers went to more traditional run sets and ran that power at the end of the season, Mike Tolbert was another beneficiary. And you looked at also, as you go down the roster, Fozzie Whitaker is your number two. Here's a solid guy on both offense and special teams.
Yeah, Mike Tolbert, Pro Bowl selection again, finished this year strong, as Stewart did as well. They worked well in tandem late in the year. He got involved in the passing game a little bit more late in the year, Tolbert, that is. And speaking of the passing game, Fozzie Whitaker, I mean, he had some highlight moments throughout the season in the passing game. Looked good on kickoff returns. Actually saw a few kickoff returns this year for a change with the way the NFL is set up right now. And a great change of pace back. I mean, he's a guy that does a little bit of everything for this team.
And Max, looping back to Jonathan Stewart, the great thing is he finishes the season relatively healthy and can go in the offseason and be involved with all of the offseason training activities.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. That is definitely a great point. Obviously, a lot of these running backs in the league end the season battered and bruised after the kind of the beating you can take if you're a lead ball carrier for a team. But Stewart, as we said, finished on a high note, goes into the offseason feeling pretty good. And offensively, we know for Carolina, they want to set the tone with their running game. And Stewart has always been a big part of that.
No doubt. Well, next up on Panthers.com, we'll go outside and look at the wideouts, the wide receivers.